Asta's Book by Barbara Vine. Read by Harriet Walter. My grandmother was a novelist without knowing it. She knew nothing about how to become a novelist, and if she had, it would never have occurred to her as feasible. The alternative path she took is now well known. This is a collection of papers and memories, my grandmother's diaries, an account of a crime and a transcript of a trial, letters and documents, and the things I remember. It is a double detective story, a quest for an identity and a quest for a lost child. At the same time, it is a voyage of discovery and a witness to the triumph of chance. At first, I thought I must include the diaries in their entirety. It was impossible. I would have had a volume of 1 million words. Besides, most of my readers, if the sales figures are anything to go by, will already have read Asta. It seems to me sometimes that the whole world has read it. You may possess parts 1 to 4 and have them on your shelves, at least in the paperback editions. You will know that the passages I include are extracts only, and if you want to put them in context, have simply to consult your own copies. I have been obliged to choose the relevant passages. Relevant, that is, to Swanee's story, and to Edith's. As to those few who have only heard of the diaries, heard them read on audio cassettes, or seen the television adaptations, I would remind them that the notebooks themselves span 62 years, that those from 1905 to 1944 have already filled 4 fat volumes, and that there are more to come. It is the fashion to make films about how a film was made, and television documentaries about producing documentaries.